Oil is invariably first degree, meaning that it retains its status as a liquid even once it's congealed. We still look at it as if it's a liquid. There's always some moisture in it, he says. In oil, when it congeals, there's always some moisture. So you always treat it as a liquid. The Chachamim Omer, the rabbis say, Afha Dvash, so too honey. If honey is even if it's congealed, there's invariably some liquid in there, we treat it as a liquid. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, he says, Afha Yan, also wine. We also, even if it's congealed, we assume that it's a liquid. The Gush Shel Zaysim, completely different case now. A lump of olives, Shinafal Atanar Vuhusak, that falls into an oven and was cooked. Kabeitza Makuvan, if this lump of olives is exactly a kabeitza, then tar. Now, while it's cooking, the oil's coming off it, right? It's going to be dripping off with oil. So if it was exactly an egg's bulk, then as the drops are going off, so you're going to have that same scenario where, right, so the olive's bulk is now less than an olive's bulk and can't make it impure. Yotze mikabeitza, if it's more than a kabeitza, tame. Then it will become tamei. Shekaven shiyatsa tiparishona, as the first drop comes off, nitmeis bekebeitza, the kebeitza, the eggs volume of the olive's bulk will make it impure. And then from there on, the liquid will make the other liquid impure. Right? Because the liquid's impure, as each other drop comes off, it will make it, yeah. Imma yuprudin afila hainsei, if they're detached, if the olives are not like detached together in a lamp, so then even if there's like a lot of them, tower, it will remain pure because you don't look at it as one kebeitza volume. You now look at it as a whole lot of individual olives.